T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Steve. It's 10 in the morning, 6:47 here on a Thursday. Three big things.
Three.
Hockey. Wichita Thunder 5, Fort Wayne 2. Series tied at 1 win each. Developer pulls the plug on Keystone XL pipeline after President Biden pulled the plug on the building permit.
One.
President Biden is in England planning meetings with European leaders. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Just saw a tweet from Ronell at KSN. Meteorologist Ronell Williams. And Ronell says, so much moisture in the air, you can feel it and see it. Watch out for patchy, dense fog this morning. And that is the traffic condition that we're most concerned about out there right now. Just some areas of patchy, dense fog. You might not be experiencing it, but if you are, make sure to keep those low beams on. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly sunny and warm today with a high of 91 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 74. Friday, mostly sunny with a 20% chance for rain in the afternoon and a high of 91 degrees. Now, clear sky, patchy fog, 73 degrees. We have an east wind at 3 miles per hour. This Father's Day, get Dad something special. A hat from Hatman Jacks. Since 1976, Hatman Jacks has been finding just the right hats for dads. Hatman Jacks open Monday through Saturday just north of Riverfront Stadium at the Clock Tower in Delano. Hatman Jacks. 6:49 now, Steve and Ted. Stocks ended down Wednesday ahead of May's eagerly awaited inflation reading.
Stocks traded lower with financial, industrial, and consumer sectors edging lower while healthcare and technology rose. The Dow down 152 points, the S&P lower by 7, the NASDAQ down 13. Investors are weighing the possibility of an economic overheating and higher inflation and higher taxes. Meme stocks continued their popularity with clean energy fuels jumping more than 30%. Clover Health, which had jumped 85% last week, pulled back 23% today. Meanwhile, GameStop, the ultimate meme stock, announced it was naming a former Amazon executive, Matt Furlong, to the CEO seat. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
The second largest producer of beef, pork, and chicken in the U.S. will pay up to $5.5 million to settle a lawsuit that claimed the company discriminated against Muslim employees at a processing plant in northern Colorado. The U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission filed the lawsuit in 2010. It claimed Muslim employees at JBS Swift & Company's beef processing plant in Greeley were disciplined more harshly than other workers, were harassed when they tried to pray during their breaks, and were called offensive names. JBS says it doesn't admit liability in the settlement and is committed to diversity and inclusion in the workplace. KNSS News Time, 6:51 now, and how might our workplaces change? Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. You know, about a year ago, a little more than a year ago, we made some pretty dramatic changes in our offices during the height of the pandemic. As I remember, you guys did as well. Many of us worked from home. We suspended face-to-face meetings with clients. We required masks and sanitized the office on a periodic time frame, wiping down doorknobs every hour. And so, now with the mandates lifted, we're pretty much back to business as usual. But we're a smaller office compared to many large corporations that that have made some bigger changes. So what might workspaces change? How might they change when COVID has completely cleared? Well, we expect that even if this COVID is essentially eradicated, there is always the potential for another pandemic to hit the world. That means many businesses may keep some of their COVID-19 practices in place. That could be permanent safety measures like virus tracking, checking workers' temperatures, enhanced deep cleaning, and permanent use of personal protective gear. It may also include required vaccinations. Working from home may become the norm. We can probably expect that while the majority of work will be from home, there may still be frequent office meetings, perhaps one day or 2 days a week. There are advantages when workers know each other and interact face-to-face. If required to be in the office, we may find more flexible hours, staggered work times. This can help employees with childcare issues and could make them more productive, actually. Office layout may change. Some employees may choose to make social distancing a permanent thing. That means taking previously open spaces and converting them into work areas. This may also see revolving workspaces for employees who may periodically work from the home office. One day it may be my desk, the next day it's my coworkers. Office kitchens may change. No more open containers of popcorn for all to share. The coffee may go the route of single serving. This could cut down on virus transmission. Whether big or small, we can expect permanent changes in our workplaces. And of course, if you have any questions or ideas on this, please give me a call, number 634-2222. Ask for Don Grant.
Well, I know a lot of people are given the choice to go back to this workplace or not. We're seeing that voluntarily on the COVID. I'll tell you, I'm not in a position where I want to work from home, but I guess we could somehow. I don't know how we could do this show that way, but the thing is, when it comes to the people saying, I can work from home and all this, my wife and I next week will celebrate 51 years of marriage. And I think one of the things that's kept us together is about 8 to 10 or 12 hours a day, we don't see each other.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. That's, as long as there's a healthy understanding of that and communication of that, I think it often helps people to be able to get away from each other so that the time they enjoy together is much more enriching.
To get to know people at work, maybe people around here, some of them are kind of fun to be around. We're in the entertainment business, you know. What would we do if Ted and I couldn't see each other every day? I know I would be heartbroken. I don't know about Ted. This is a good day for National Iced Tea Day.
Love it.
Whether you prefer sweetened or unsweetened, with or without lemon, many love and enjoy iced tea by the glassful all summer long. So where are we on this? Anybody here for sweetened, unsweetened? Let me see the hands. Are you sweetened?
No Ted? Sweet.
Yeah, me neither.
Unsweetened. Unsweetened.
Yeah. I grew up in a family where it was sweetened. And so, how about you, Jad? Anything on tea? Nothing?
Yeah, I'll make it unanimous. Unsweetened.
Okay. How about lemon? I love lemon.
Oh, sure. Definitely lemon. You know, an Arnold Palmer. My grandmother used to make Arnold Palmers before Arnold Palmer was Arnold Palmer. You know, she'd mix half lemonade or a third lemonade with iced tea back in L.A. And I remember loving that.
What is Arnold Palmer?
It's half lemonade, half iced tea.
Oh, okay. I thought it was.
You've never had an Arnold Palmer?
No, I don't know what that is. I thought it was maybe something with a golf club for a stir stick or something. No? All right. National Iced Tea Day. Enjoy
it. Back then it was called a Bobby Jones.
Bobby Jones. Now I know what a Long Island Iced Tea is.
Oh, yeah.
That's a little bit of iced tea and a lot of liquor.
Well, let's see if you can get together with the millennials on this. How about a kombucha?
A what?
Oh, yeah.
You like that?
Kombucha, but that's not tea.
It's fermented tea.
Oh.
Yeah, but we'll have to have National Kombucha Day. I'm sure that lobby's working on that one.
That sounds like some sort of a demented dance that somebody does. All right, you guys do the kombucha, and we'll go on here. 6:56, Steve and Ted. Coming up at 7 o'clock, top of the hour news with Steve and Ted. President Biden on his first overseas trip as president. That's coming up, Steve and Ted, in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.